Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to a mini episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It by Natch Butte, or Natch Butte by G-Thanks Just Bought It, whatever. It's me and Jackie. It's Tuesday. We're actually recording this on Tuesday because our schedules did not sync up this weekend. So when you hear this, know that it was just 90 minutes earlier that we were recording. We're going to keep it very mini. I will say we've been getting lots of great feedback on the show, but everyone's laughing at us because we call it a mini episode, but it's literally as long as a regular episode.
So we just won't shut up.
We won't shut up, you guys. So I'm going to try to keep it light, tight, and bright today. So let's get right into it. Jackie, it's, what's today? April 13th.
Yes, it is.
It's the first day of the VIB, very important beauty.
Mm-hmm.
it's sale at Sephora. That means that you have spent, I think, between $450 and $500 in a calendar year at Sephora, and you have earned 15% off during the sale week. I was Rouge for like one crazy year and lost my status. I'm just not spending thousands of dollars. And this year, for sure, I'm not spending. But a couple of good purchases will get you into the VIB. So it's VIB. It's 15% off. Are you buying anything?
No, I'm not.
Way to show some self-control.
Well, I'm a different case. You know, I'm an influencer. I'm an over 30 niche influencer, as my sweatshirt says. So
she's literally wearing her merch.
Not wear this. No bra, this sweater, this sweatshirt. That's all I ever have on at this point. It's hard for me to explain, but basically I get sent a lot of things, and I've really cut back on my consumption. I have to be really mindful of that. Would it be fun to get a bunch of stuff and try it that I would love to do? Yeah, but I'm not going to because I have 50 other things I need to use up first.
That's
so I'm
growth.
Exercising control and growth over here.
Wow.
But I think my honey should definitely take advantage of the sale.
Yeah. I mean,
but
why not?
Be mindful of your consumption. Like, are you actually going to use that up? Are you actually going to use it? I've gotten really excited for the sale before and loaded up, and then it all sits there and rots.
There's
so
definitely
be some.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said about like just chaos shopping.
Yes.
And
they want you to do that. That's why they do these sales. It's in order for people to go, oh, I need that. I need that. I need that. I need that.
Yeah. And also 15% is like, you know, any sort of sale is great, right? Like 15% is nothing to put your nose
call
up.
Call home to mom about.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's also right. But it's also not nothing. And I'm not saying here like, no, I'd rather buy full price all the time. Like, I don't have that. I don't have full price kind of money. But also like, it's not 50%.
No.
And 15% is like a little. It's like basically you're not paying the tax.
Yeah.
And it's like a little off the top. And on a big purchase like a Dyson Airwrap, I think they probably sold out by now. Sometimes they're included in the sale. Sometimes not. It's always like very dicey. You know, those purchases, the 15%, the 10% off, like, does add up to a good chunk of money. But on a $17 lipstick, you know, 15% is going to make that, like, I'm not good at math. That's like, oh, no, that's more generous. I think it's about $15.
Wow.
Someone out there who majored in math, aka not us, let us know. So, yeah, I mean, don't chaos shop. I did buy the Danessa Myricks Color Fix eyeshadows because I that I'm going through a phase where I want to be doing an eyeshadow.
Yes.
And I'm gently dipping into that pool. And then I always buy my Olaplex. I stock up because Olaplex is freaking expensive, but it's the only thing that I really, use as like maintenance on my hair, which is completely bleached. And, I just kind of just put it in like a backstock box, but you're right. I get sent a lot of stuff too. And it does end up taking over. Like I will never need to buy another moisturizer. I'll never need to buy another sunscreen even. Like, I get sent a ton of sunscreen and it's great. But also, like, I don't even wear that much sunscreen, though I do wear it.
I will say I appreciate the pettiness of Ulta. Ulta always does like a counter sale during Sephora's, and it's way better. Not everything is on sale, but there's a ton of brands. It's like all of NYX is buy one, get one half. All of, you know, certain skincare brands or beauty brands are 30% off, 40% off. So I recommend checking out the Ulta sale because I did fill my cart up with Ulta stuff.
Oh, okay, Jackie, like 2 seconds ago, she's like, I'm just being super mindful.
But I need a couple things. My husband needs a couple things. So I'm always on the hunt. You know, Ben has his routine down.
Nice.
Ben is like, I appreciate this about him. I will give him something and he'll go, I love this. And he'll buy five of them just to have them stocked. And love it works because he'll run out and he'll go get another one. And he still will run out sometimes and come in my room and go, I need a cream. I need a cream. So I got him some resting beach face from Everyday Humans, which is a sunscreen that I like. And he came to me and said, my sunscreen's not working that well. I need something new. And I literally gave him mine.
I love it.
Because I'm a good wife.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's in love with it. And he's like, order me a few of those. And I'm like, okay. So they're 30% off right now.
So that's, yeah. And see, 30%, that's, go run to 30%.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. As a consumer, just be a smart shopper. Just, you know, take advantage of the fact that all these companies are just competing with each other to put things on sale and just, you know.
But I appreciate the pettiness of it, you know.
I do too.
It's almost like a spite sale.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And also people, there are Ulta loyalists and there are Sephora loyalists. And what I'm loyal to is spending the least amount of money possible on the things that I want to get. And that's
To me, Sephora is notoriously stingy with sales. Like, it's almost insulting. Do you know how rich that motherfucker is? They just released the Forbes, like, billionaire list. I literally think he's third. The guy that owns Moët, Hennessy, Sephora, like, that one dude. He's not missing any meals. So
you can
give us a 30% off fucking coupon every once in a while, buddy.
I totally agree. Though I do really love, you know, a store that, you know when the sales are, you prepare for them. It's the same with like the Nordstrom anniversary sale.
Yes.
Like, you know when it's coming, you can get ready. You're like, okay, I'm going to buy. I always buy my winter coat in like August or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Smart.
So I like to be able to plan, but then there's always the stores like an Ann Taylor Loft or, you know, a Madewell where you can kind of count on like a 30. But what I don't like about that is that it's always like, oh, I just bought jeans for like 15% off at Madewell, thinking like, oh, I got like such a good deal. And like 2 weeks later, it's like, jeans are an 89%.
90% off. Yeah. That always happens to me too.
So I like, at least with Sephora and like Nordstrom, it's like, you know that they're not going to surprise you with like a better sale in 3 weeks. It's like,
that's
this
a good
is it.
Point.
And it's like, but it's like, you know, it's a business. It's business. But yeah, don't worry. Like, I try not to worry about like points from Sephora and Ulta. You can't get wrapped up in points. You got to just get the stuff as cheap as possible.
No, I don't care about samples. So points don't really matter to me.
I used
for Sephora.
To, and then I was like, I just have a lot of samples.
Yeah. And I never leave my house. So what's the point of having samples? Because they're fun when you travel, but you know.
Yeah. The last year has been a real like eye-opening look at my consumption habits in terms of skincare and makeup, because it's like, I have my routine, you know, I have my 5-step routine. I don't need to, you know, now is not the time to get. Yeah.
It's fun to try stuff, but just be mindful of your consumption. Mm-hmm. You should see the wasteland in front of me of all these products.
No, I'm the same way. I mean, like, yeah, I got sent a lot of stuff and I try to give it away to as many, you know, I try to like just shove things into my friends' hands, but I haven't seen my friends in a long time.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah,
but I'm excited about my Olaplex. Then I don't have to think about it. I will never buy Olaplex full price.
How often do you use it? I have it and I never do it and I should. Cause this get very Brillo Patty.
That's the only shampoo and conditioner I use on my hair. Unless I'm doing like my whole entire purple routine where I have to do like all of my purple, Purple products. Do you want to know something so fun?
Yes.
A listener, a G Thanks listener who lives in Orange County, sent me an Instagram and she was like, I have this favorite blonde hair mask that I've talked about before from Hask. And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like it's very gentle, but it really does get the warmth out of my hair, which I like. And she was like, I'm at Bed Bath & Beyond right now. And there's an entire box of these and they're all on total clearance for like 50 cents a piece and you can still use the 20% card. And I went to my Bed Bath & Beyond and they didn't have them there. And she was like, I will get them for you. Like, just send me your address. I Venmo, I paid her. And obviously, but in the mail came like 20 of my favorite blonde hair masks.
Wow.
That cost me less than $15 because after all was said and done, I think it cost her like $6.75 to buy 20 of them. And those things are like $4 a piece if you don't plan right. So now I have this back stock of my favorite hair mask and it was all thanks to a listener. Thank you.
That is so fun.
I know. I felt like very, that was what like a cool, that was a cool
It almost feels like you stole them. That deal is so good.
100% I did. Yeah. And I was really grateful that she was willing to like go back, but she like had remembered that I liked them and she got excited when she saw them. And it made me realize that I just want a list of, because I know that feeling. That's like a fun feeling to be oh my gosh. I just want a list of everyone I know, like all their favorite stuff. And then when I go into places like Target, I can like passively be like, okay, what's on sale? And who
well,
can
if you ever see
for?
Scrub Daddies on sale, you better grab some for me.
I know. I'm surprised you don't have like a garage full of the daddies just on deck.
I don't. I mean, I have probably two or three right now in the back stock. Honestly, we did such a good, and it was genuine, but we did a big promo for them.
I know.
And they DM'd me and they said, we listened to it. And they didn't send me anything.
They didn't send anything? Scrub Daddy, if you're out there.
I was a little shocked. I didn't do it for clout, but like at the same time, I was kind of like, wow.
Well, why don't you just ask?
I know. I just feel grovelly and weird about it.
I don't think you should. I feel like it's kind of the name of the game. Also, yeah, we did like a free ad. Scrub Daddy. Daddy supporting women. Let's go.
And I will say something. They are fucking great. They are the superior sponge. And I will die with that on my tombstone.
She's going to die in a coffin of Scrub Daddy. We're going to bury her with all the Scrub Daddy. All her daddies. Jackie and daddies.
I would love that. That would be so. I don't know if I want to be buried.
Okay, well, whatever you want to do, we'll make sure the daddies are there.
Okay, perfect. I think that would actually work because I think they're biodegradable. Well, yeah, I want to be like in, I'm not going to say what character, but on 6 Feet Under, they like buried this one person, wrapped it, in case you haven't seen it, one of the most incredible dramas that's ever been made. They wrapped them in this like cheesy cloth and dropped mm-hmm. them in, and it's eco. It's eco. So
I
want to
just be, first of all, I'm not alive, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Is sort of how I feel about.
Fair
don't
point.
Don't spend money on a coffin, and don't spend money on a funeral. Yeah, I would.
We're all probably going to be wiped out by like a huge
100%.
Wave or something.
But
anyway,
if I get my own personal, you know, death, then I guess I'd want all of my ex-boyfriends to come and talk about how I was the one that got away. And then I want everyone mm-hmm. to say nice things about me. And I want to haunt my own funeral so I can hear it. But I don't want people to I don't need anyone to like spend money on a coffin. I'd rather just be cremated and then to dust to dust. But
yeah, I feel like that might be what I want to do too.
What was I just thinking?
I want to be buried with Chooch, like mummified like a pharaoh.
Right before we started recording, I'm like, Jackie, we're going to keep this really short and we're just going to talk about the Sephora sales. And now we're talking about how we want to be buried. We're sick. It's 9 a.m.
I know. I can't take it.
The last thing I want to say is I didn't watch 6 Feet Under, but I have seen the finale just because it's well regarded as one mm-hmm. of the best finales of television ever. And I always cry.
Yeah, but without seeing the entire show, the finale is lost on you. I mean,
it wasn't lost on me. I was very emotional watching.
I know,
it. Don't,
but
don't
the
tell
layers,
me what's lost
no,
on me.
No, but the
me.
Layers, Caroline. The
don't
layers.
Tell me
you don't
what's
know anything
lost
about
on
the
me.
Characters. Yeah, you can take it for face value, but without knowing the backstory, I mean, you sold yourself short.
All right, well then I'll go back and rewatch. I can't watch. Dan and I have been on a real MTV challenge kick, and every time we start a new, Dan's a big challenge fan, so he like, you know, it's his kind of thing. But every time we start a new one, I Google who wins. I can't deal with not knowing. I need to know. Like, it's just, I need to know what happens. I don't like not knowing. Okay, well, we went off topic there. Yep. So bringing it back, we are trying to keep this short, and we're at 15 minutes, and I'm not editing any of this out. So, you know, now you know. Jackie wants to be buried with sponges. I want and my all dog my ex-boyfriends to cry next to me at my funeral. Yeah, and your dog. Baby foot peel. This we yes. have been hedging about yes. your experience with baby foot peel now, I feel like, for 6 weeks. And your husband did it too. Ben did it
yes.
too.
Yes. So you sent me the link.
Yeah, for anyone, for the uninitiated, baby foot peel is magic. It's like a moisturized booty that you put on your feet while you're like feet up watching TV for like 20 minutes. You take it off, and then 3 days later, all of the dead skin, like sheets of dead skin on your feet, just fall, like you're like a snake shedding its skin, and it's pretty disgusting. So you want to plan it around a time where you're like not going to be, I don't know, at the beach, but it is super satisfying and it doesn't hurt. It seems like it's something that kind of might maybe cause pain, but Jackie did it for the first time, and I need to know what you thought.
Okay. I will say they are on sale at Ulta right now during the sale.
Perfect.
I don't work for Ulta, but they're $25.
Yeah, it's not a joke. And it's only one per.
Yeah, and I bought two for Ben and I, so I spent $50 on these. Now, mm-hmm. the reason this happened is because I looked down and saw Ben's feet one day, and they were a mess. Yeah. And then I realized I'm being judgmental. My feet are really bad, too. I've neglected the feet.
Yeah,
truly.
I know. You
where
did stick
going?
Your foot into the camera one day when we were recording, and I found
and
that
you
shocking.
Were taken aback. Yeah, I mean, I look like I have it all together, but really neck up is where I focus on all
I
my,
understand.
You know. So the feet were a mess, but we did everything. I read a lot of Amazon reviews. Lady said, this is what you do to achieve max peel. You soak your feet for an hour ahead of time. Like, I did everything it said to do.
Yep.
I was disappointed in the peeling.
Huh.
The only time I actually got peeling, I was in the bathtub like 2 or 3 days later, and I'm looking at TikTok. That's sort of like my me time. I get in the hot bath, and I look at TikTok for like 30, 40 minutes.
Nice.
I look down, and I was like, what is in my bath water? It looked like there was a layer of cellophane over my bath water.
Ew, ew, ew.
Like literally the whole thing. And I was like, what? And then I realized it was foot flakes. I was floating in my own foot flakes. And I said, this is absolutely. And then I forgot. So I drained the bathtub. I got in the bath the next day and realized I was floating in foot flakes again. And this time I was floating in day old foot flakes. And I said, I need to get my life together.
Well, I would be disappointed too.
I didn't get to see the flakes and the sheets. I mean, Ben had like flakes coming off his feet. And he was like, ew, look. Oh, yeah. He got really good results. I just feel like I got like a ton of little tiny peels.
I think you probably got better than you thought, but you were in the water when it happened. You were in the water where it happened. The Zoom where it happened.
The water where it happens.
The water where it happened. But yeah, no, I want to. Are you showing me your feet again?
Yeah,
Jesus.
But okay, it's still cracked. I was really hoping for like wacky results, and I feel like I had okay results. Now, okay. I will say these are pretty polarizing. If you go to the Ulta site, again, they are on sale. I don't work for Ulta. They're $20 right now. Mm-hmm. Half the people are like, this changed my life. Oh my God, I have the feet of a newborn. And then half mm-hmm. of them are like, this did nothing for me. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they're hit or miss depending on like your body chemistry or something.
Yeah, I do wonder. I also wonder, like, I really don't think it's worth it unless you really, and I know you say you really were neglecting your feet. I think it's only worth it if you're like, if your feet are like in really bad shape, because it's like a full just strip. Like if you've already gotten like buffed and puffed by a pedicurist, it's just not, you're not going to get that kind of results because a lot of that dead skin is already off. But I don't know, maybe your feet were in better shape than you thought.
I guess. I mean, Ben's feet, bless him, he's very handsome. The feet were a mess, you know, and he got major results. So
yeah,
take that as you will.
Yeah, I think it depends, but I think it's definitely worth it. I mean, if you find that your feet are often cracking and like you're kind of getting like peel on your own, it's so gross that we're talking about this, but sometimes like parts of my feet, I'm not going to show you my feet, but I'm going to feel them right now to see if it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Like my feet are pretty calloused, which I actually like because when they're really soft, they're very sensitive.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Babyfoot works for me, but it's a once a year thing for me.
And I think that's why they're on sale right now, because it's spring. We've all been, you know, hermit crabs in our little shells for a year. It would be lovely to like emerge with the feet looking fresh for the summertime and the sandals.
Yes.
So now's the time. I mean, again, they're $5 off, so they're $20, which stings way less than $25 in my opinion.
It does. I can't wait to get a pedicure and like,
oh my God, let's go.
And feel good. I'll go once it's like fully like okay to do it and I feel
I haven't been to the nail salon since like February 2020. Yeah.
I did one manicure outdoors in September, like a nail salon near my house did like a parking lot situation, which felt fine. And I missed it so much. Like it was just like, I could have cried. I was so happy.
I mean, I always had a nail.
You did.
I feel like I've gotten used to not having nails, and like I cook, I change the sheets, like all these things that are easy. And I used to be like, I'm sorry, Ben, I can't change the sheets. Can you do it? Because I used to have like Cardi B nails.
I
have to like remember
acrylics.
How to work again.
Do you
I'm
like
gonna have to learn
acrylics?
How,
I found
no,
like I couldn't
I do
type.
Hard gel. No, no,
oh,
I
okay.
do hard
yeah,
gel,
yeah, yeah.
But I don't, okay. I get growth. I would, if I could, I would be a kept woman who has really long nails and can't do anything for herself. But unfortunately, that's not the way it goes. So I have to work. I can't type, especially if you have an Apple computer. The keys are too small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got acrylics, just like a tiny little stiletto point, just to sort of elongate the hand for my wedding, you know, because in the pictures and stuff. And like I had those removed like the day after because I was trying to type shit. And it was like, I was going
mad.
Like 3 words per minute. It was bad. Okay.
Oh, I also can't get my contacts out.
Oh, yes. That's another thing.
You literally like, I was afraid I was going to like burst my eyeball like a grape.
Yeah.
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 And don't get me started on wiping. That's not easy either. Typing and wiping. They're too hard to do.
Typing and wiping. Wow. We have really run the, this is a gross episode.
Yeah.
It's a gross episode, but
you
know what? It's short. So everyone who was like, I love the episodes, but like, LOL, you guys, they're 50 minutes long. That's not mini. Now you have a disgusting episode that you'll hate, but it's only 24 minutes long. Okay. So to go back and cover, like, let's just run down. Okay. Sephora's having a sale. Ulta's having a sale. Get your things, stock up on your things that you already know you love. If you want to try something, great, but just be mindful. Like Jackie says, be mindful.
Yes.
But if you already have shampoo you love, the baby foot peel, like,
NYX is buy one, get one half off. Get that lift and snatch brow pen. It is my favorite thing.
Okay. Then there you go. We'll link to that. If you want to be buried, oh, you call it NYX?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I thought it was NYX.
It's NYX, hunty.
I'm sure. Well, I believe you, but now I feel like I was like, I don't know what she's talking about. NYX, some vegan brand I don't know about, but it's NYX.
Yep. Listen, NYX, NYX, to potato, potato.
Potato, potato. Get it. Send me a link to that so I can put it in the thing.
Okay.
You guys, we kept it short for you. And now and also, you know how we both want to be buried.
It's true.
So what more do you want from us?
I've revealed so many disgusting things about myself. I mean, if you listen to the Natch Mini, you heard about me pooping in my own car. Now we have me floating, a bath spa experience full of my own foot flakes.
Bring out the best in Jackie.
Get ready. I already have a wacky palette for you for next Natch
Mini. I cannot wait. And next week is the first time I'm going to come with my own and try to show. It's not going to be timely. It might be like a throwback, but I'm going to come with like, I'm going to come with two. One I would never buy and one I would totally buy.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
Get ready. You guys,
ready for
you
the
know
Zoom
what the deal
where it
is.
Happens.
The Zoom where it happens next week on the Natch Butte feed. Every Tuesday, mini episodes. We're trying to keep them mini, but look, we love to talk. What can we say? Thank you for listening and for being patient as we uploaded this episode to the feed. Jackie, I'll talk to you next week.
You sure will.
In the Zoom where it happens.
The Zoom where it happens.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.